Shkech. Simen Shin Samech Beis. Seif Yud. Oh, it's a very negadic thing. We had before, we have that. Do you have a pizza? It's not good. If you have a pizza, if it's not, if it's the pizza is bigger than the Oimed, then you've got pizza, you've got a problem. Comes again, yes, the Mechaben, Sif Yud, you have an Eitzah. Im Osa Tzuras Pesach. You made a Tzura of a Pesach. It's not a real Pesach. It's a Tzura of a Pesach. Afilu lepitzi yisera me'esa. Even if the pizza is more than 10, me'esa muta is muta. Zibem Samachleukes in the Gemara. But the Mishnah state, the first Mishnah state, that a Tzuras of Pesach is good, even what's that filler? That filler is that it's not just that you can have a Tzuras HaPesach on one side, you can have surrounded by just Tzuras HaPesach, like they used to make Erevin in olden times. They used to make the whole town surrounded by telegraph poles, and it's all Tzuras HaPesach, and it's good. Here it's just four. So you've got one, two, three, four sticks and strings from one to another, and you've got Tzuras HaPesach all around. It's good because you look at each one as if it's a Tzuras HaPesach changes something from a pizza to a Pesach. So you look at each one as if it's a mechitza with a Pesach in. So you've got a bigger Pesach. There's no mechitza. It doesn't matter. You've got a pizza, you've got a Pesach. So the Mishabura Afilu Nun Gimel. The Shuv Ein Nechshav HaMokim Ula Pizza. It's a Pesach. As long as it's al gabei and muta letaltel betoichon, the kedefanois sheyeshvem sochem chashivi. It's like a wall with a pesach. Either wall is only a mashu on either side. It's good. You can have four of them. Dos shteite mechab. You can have four tzuras pesachs all round. But there are limitations to this din. Two ways how you can't always do what we just said. The Hani Mili, the Mechaber says in the bottom line, Bechotza Umovi Sheyesh Ben Diyuin. Avol Bebikha Loi Mahani. So this comes from a Rosh. The Rosh Veit Hakasha. As the Gemara says that you make Pasei Beros. Remember the Gemara Pasei Beros, when you have the bear, immediately Pasei Beros. Freit the Rosh, Tesis, Freit the Shoyim. Why do you have to make Pasei Beros? And there's other ways that we had before, Makifim Bechavolim, when it's a Shayora, so you put Chavolim all around, that means you have a string, and three Trochim later another string, three Trochim another string. So complicated. Make four Tzuras HaPesachs. Freit the Rosh Akasha. So there's various Tzuras. One Tzuras is, because the Gemalim that come into the Pasei Beros, they'll knock it down. So it's better just to have Pasei Beros in the corner. One teretz. Another teretz is because you cannot make a Tzuras HaPesach on all sides if it's not a place where people actually live. So if you decide that you're talking about you're living over here, and then there's a field down the road, no, I live, and there's a field down the road, and you would decide, let's go there for a picnic this Shabbos. And you know you want to carry things there in the field, so you put things there before Shabbos, but you can't carry there, and you want to carry in it, so you put four poles with strings around it, kusha v'yusha, snish kusha. Forget, you can't. It's a bicker, it's nobody actually lives there, it's not a mukim diurin, you can't have four tzuras HaPesachs. Aval bebicker loy mahani, b'shekol haruchas, if all the sides are alidei tzuras HaPesach. Zot de mishu, we have a hani mele b'chot, so it's a loy mahani, Shenoflu koslev osashem kandesim b'tzuras psochem. Why he has to say only if it fell down, I don't know. Because usually you have walls, but Amos, you don't even if it's a chotzer, you don't really have to have walls that fell down. It's normal to have a lot of psochem. That's the svora in the Rosh, but otherwise you can't have alidei tzuras HaPesach. Let's go right to first. So the Mechaber weiter. Ula Rambam, come back to this real soon. Ula Rambam, the Rambam's got a different thing which comes from the Gemara, which the Rambam is shouting in the Gemara, a different limit on Tzuras HaPesach. So the Vav, we've had the Mechaber's limit on Tzuras HaPesach, which is Halacha Lemaisa, which is you cannot make four Tzuras HaPesachs in a, can't make everything Tzuras HaPesach in a open place. It has to be a place where people actually live. Oh, a movu is also called an extension of places where people live. A street is an extension where people live. That's all right. We can't make all Tzuras HaPesachs in a place where people where people don't live. Olo Rambam, he's got another thing. Ein tzus ha-pesach moil lepitzu yoyse me'eser. You can't make a tzus ha-pesach for a pitzu more than 10. Elim kein oymed mu'ba la-poetz before you start. Because the Rambam holds, doesn't really hold of this teretz of bikur. So what's the shit of the Rambam? That you cannot make a tzus ha-pesach for a pitzu which is more than 10. So if you have a side which is 20, so you can't say, you can't make a tzus ha-pesach of, you can't, if you've got only 9, you can't make the tzus ha-pesach of 11. But if you've got a side of 15, even if you've only got 9, you can make the other 6 amos with tzus ha-pesach. Because there's two things you can't do. You can't do it if it's, the problem only is if it's more than 10 amos, and also if before then it wasn't oymed mu'bala poets, it was poets mu'bala oymed. But even if it's oymed mu'bala poets, if you've got a space of 10, you've got a problem. So you've got a space, you've got to oymed of 15, then you've got a poets of 12, so it's a pizza, it's more than 10 amos. But you can put it in with a tzus ha-pesach because it's oymed mu'bala poets before you started. The state in Rambam. Now, the Magimishu Feit HaKasha from Rambam. Rambam, so you can't.
12, you've got it to 10, so.
Pardon? If you got, I don't remember the numbers I said. So if you got a pitz of 12, and next to it you got 15, yeah. So before you started you had an oymed of 15, yeah. You're allowed to even put more than 10. The Rambam only doesn't allow you to put a tzus ha-pesach of more than 10 if before you started it was poets merubah. But before you started it was oymed merubah la poets, then even if it was more than 10 amos, you're allowed to have like the Rambam. The Magen Mishnah HaKash of the Rambam.
Less than 10?
Less than 10 you can always do. Less than 10 you can do. If you've got a square which is 10 by 10 by 10 by 10, it's all right. Comes again, the Magmish will be a cash off in the Rambam. Rambam says you can't have more than 10. Fakta, it's often a Shukhamorach later, Shin Samach Gimel, it comes from a Gemara, that a Movri, you can have 2 sides, and on one side you have a Tzus HaPesach, and on the other side you can have even just a Lechi, or two whatever, that's it, and it's kosher. So you can see you can have a thing on one side much more than 10. This tzus ha-pesach can be a tzus ha-pesach. It can be a lot bigger. And you put tzus ha-pesach on both sides of adigit. As I state in the Gemara, it's often teretz is that this Rambam can only be talking about on the other 2 sides. Avada le the Rambam, he didn't limit you on these 2 sides. He only limited you on the other 2 sides. But the zicha, 2 sides that can be even poets with big tzus ha-pesachs. So then it works out like that, that the negay of the Rambam would only be in such a case. Where you have, let's say over there I've got tzus ha-pesach. Over here I can have a lechi, if it became less than 10 even, let's say. And there it can be even bigger than 10, it could be slanting. And that, now we're looking at those 2 sides. Those 2 sides, if it's oymed mu'bala poets, and it's, then you're allowed to have a tzus ha-pesach however long it is. But if the pitzah is bigger than the oymed, then you're limited that you can only have a tzus ha-pesach if the whole is less than 10 amos. As I can tell you. Now, comes again now the Mishabur, let's say Mishabur in now, I missed that one. The pitzah yosem eser, aval be'eser moyel, if it's 10 it's okay, I feel a poet's move a loymed. There's nothing wrong with 10. That's what you asked. So if you've got 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, it's alright. Upon in moil, a fill of a bit of yosemesa could go in, beruach shlishi shall movi. The fourth one can be a lechi, like over here. But even on that side, it's alright. Mahani tzus ha-pesach. But fill a doifin kulish shemifulish. Kimishadetifan shlemes. As long as the 2 sides are good, can the kamon shemashin samadala. See if all of that has to be good. So the Rambam can only be talking about the 2 other sides. And there, Elim Kain, the Nochen Locher Shediva Rambam Shagamdas Asmagas Maku Kain. And it's Nochen Locher Shediva Rambam. So, like the Rambam, you have a problem if the sides are poets, if that is larger than the Oymed, and it's larger than 10, then you have a problem. So, this was the problem with all Erevin Finamol. Because Erevin Finamol, which used to be made with just 2 Sabesos around the whole town. What telephone wires, so they were tzus ha-pesach dika erevin, which the Rambam is not good. Nochon locha shediva Rambam. Nowadays, the way erevin are made is that you use houses or existing fences, and the in between is taka more than 10. But even though it's more than 10, you got oymed merubah. So if you got oymed merubah, then it doesn't matter. And even if you're going with it like that, and then the thing goes in, and then you have Yitzhus HaPesach, it doesn't matter, because that's two sides, and that's the third side, like we said over here. It always doesn't matter. So that's why, that's one of the big milers of the way Eruvin are built nowadays against the way they were built. That they have no problem with the Shitzah Sarambam. Now, the din before Bikkur, which we said, that you're not allowed to have it all round open, so shteite mishabur do al yidei Yitzhus HaPesach in Nun Zayin, la fuke im hoyo ha hekev ketikunoi, if the hekev was right, ela sheyesh bepirtzes yoseh me'esa mahani tzus ha-pesach ha-fileh be-bikah ba-abu ichseh ha-fileh me'ipos we-valoimit. So the Mishabura says, if you just had, it's similar like the Rambam, that means if you had openings which were more than 10, even if it's poros merubah, then it doesn't matter in a bikah. So shteite Mishabura. So the Chazanish can't be right. Chazanish is cholek, it's a pshat in two, and he wants to say different. You can't be matir more in a bikkur than what the Rambam was matir. He is matir. Abba lemasa mishabura nishazay, mishabura hal. And the pshat is, because the heter, the issa of bikkur is not learnt from a Gemara. And the Gemara, the Rambam's Gebot on a Gemara, which speaks about Imruba and then 10. But the bikkur is a rosh, tfem for a kasha. So there, Taka, if you did have a wall, l'chatchila, and it broke down in all places, in alle Seiten, so then, kem verstehen, even if it's in a bikkur, it's alright. That's the difference to the heter bikkur thing. So, but this is a chumra from the Rambam, which was... was straight noch in the Hachmer. The Bialocha has got a long arichah say whether it's a Duraisa Dike Chumra or Kula Dike Chumra. Let's go right to Sif Yud Aleph. Mau Tzuris Pesach. So what is a Tzuris HaPesach? Where we are going to put a Tzuris HaPesach. A Tzuris HaPesach is Kona Mikan, a stick on this side, the Kona Mikan, and a stick on the other side, the Kona Algebeim, and a stick on top, very simple. Afila Eina Negerbehen. Even though it's not touching, even though between them there is many amas, so you don't need, the stick has to be 10 tefachim high on either side, and there's a kama amas between them, and it's on top, it's also good. Dabka Moshe brings, so machlokes in the Gemara whether it has to touch or not, and we pass it doesn't have to touch, so there can be a big space. Dabka Moshe brings that there shouldn't be more than daladei hay amas between them. But the master, they say, he didn't bring it in Gemara, so he doesn't hold of it. But the master states, which makes a mila, if they take a reach, then you haven't got the problem of the Dark of Moshe, because usually you often have Dala Dehe Amos in between. You can have as much as you want in between. Lechi, and you can have as much as you want in between. Afila ein negeim and kama amas. Uvad shei goyva hakonim shemikam mikan asor tvochim. You have to have 10 tvochim on either side as a kone. V'yum chuvonim keneged kone elyon. This is important. They have to be mamish opposite the kona elyon. So again, makes a big mila if you have a stick which goes to the top, because then you know it's on top of it. But if you make the stick going from two houses, and then you make the konim in the street on the pavement, because you say you got mechitzas till the pavement. So then you're going to make on the pavement. You got the string goes from two houses, and then you've got the house, and then you've got the mechitza of the on the pavement of the garden wall, and on that garden wall you put those two lechis which are only 10 tefachim high, and on the house you got nothing. So then you're being soimach on a lechi which doesn't reach the top. So then you don't know. Yeah, mechavonim has to be mamash on top, and if it's out a mashu, then it's nishkatzu sabesach. So that's why it's much more difficult to make it. You don't say that on a Tzus HaPesach. Referish of more than 20 amas, only on a koira, not on a Tzus HaPesach. The Gemara says, you have to remember, people always get mixed up with the first mission in Eruvin. First mission in Eruvin is talking about a lechi on one side or a koira on top. Just that and just that. That's not a Tzus HaPesach, and that's only allowed till 10 amas and not higher than 20 amas. It's a different din. Later, Shinzan Gimel. A Tzus HaPesach is much more easier. That goes all widths and all heights. Yeah. Say the end of the Mishnah. It must be a Pesach. It's kosher even wider than 10, even higher than 20. Even if one is high and one is, that means it doesn't mean it means. So now that's what he says over here. However, he brings a kivega. That means you've got one over here and one over here. So one reach it. One corner is 5 amas high, and one corner is 8 amas high. So then you'll end up with the strick on top being slanting. So Bazoi, Mishabu says it's all right. He brings a kivega. The kivega says, "Kedushu kivega masupak imulach halba b'shipura." What's called halba b'shipura? So how much shibur? Could be tell a mislaka, could be 20 to 45 degrees. But that machmas ein of them, if possible, kivega. But the mishibur pastors, it doesn't matter. The kon al gaben, who are din ali de chavolim. You don't need a kon, you can have a string. Afelein negeben don we non good asik. So what's the lomdus? Why is it okay if you don't have a stick going to there? Why is it a pesach? Because as long as you have a tent on either side, you imagine that it's gone to the top. Don we non good asik, and the konim oilim ada chevel ukegoin sha chevel kosher lemale leizadova, that the chevel is connected to something. Because otherwise, how's the chevel in heaven? How's it staying up? If you have a stick to this chevel, it's on the chevel's on the stick. But if the chevel is not on the stick, the stick's only 10 tefachim, so you have to explain, because the chevel's connected to the house or something. Neged akol alien. V'lo yim ruchem meni afilim kolshu. Afilim kona echad lo yim echam gerol kolshu posel. Even one size is no good if it's not mamash on top. V'atam afilim nemi gudasik alo yim kona alien min atzad v'lo yim ahani. Ked lekameh, we'll soon learn, you can't have the kona on the side of the sticks. V'im shnei akonim shalemata einim mechavonim zeh keneged zeh. So l'tzamtzim shekona alien shalgab min yikeim alesim gerim yisrim nechad after. What it means is like this. If you have a movie like this, and so you put the two on the side, you know, so the string should be on top. One, if for some reason you put one stick 10 tefachim high there, and one stick 10 tefachim high there, here's the thing, so then you have to be careful to put the string also from house to house, slanting. Yeah, that's all. Yeah, it's obvious. So it's something V, next in, V'yim mechavonim k'nex ad-elyon. Zog de mechabe weitz, so the bottom line, V'yim chibbe hakona ho-elyon, if instead of putting it on the top of the corner, so here is the corner, and instead of putting the thing on top of it, you put it minatzad, on the side. Possible. It doesn't help. Now, it doesn't help. Minatzad, pirish. Shaloi nosn el nashne akademoy de melechibula. Minatzad, you only put on the side, it's no good. Lefishayin de mele pesach. Because the way how they make pesach is they have two things and one on top. Shamashkiv nosasher mezuzas. Vida. Now there is a taz that says that of course you can't put something on the minatzad. But if it's mamash over there, it's alright. What's the other taz? Oh, but all achoinim zan choidik. Has to be on top. Mamash, even on the side, is no good. Vida. Mamash on the top, on the side. Kol achoinim cholkin olav. Svile dibin shehachevel al gabay akonim mamash. Now, so let me show you this. Look at this picture; it'll be a bit easier to understand. It has to be al gab of mamash. So let me show you. If you have two like that and you made a hole in it, so now, slow. It's not on top of the top. But it's on top of there. See, all this comes from. All right, it has to be on top. We learn that it has to be on top. Kimskein now goes to Shri. This is where it comes from. The goes to Shri says, once if you do it like this, you stick it in there and stick it in there. Goes to Shri says it's no good. It could be it's good. It is on top. It's not. This is inside. It's not on the side. It's not on the side. It's inside. So on what it's on top of, it's on top of. It's not like you put like this. You put that. It's on the side. It's going into it mamash. So what's it's on top of? It's on top of, isn't it? It's on top. My God, she says it's no good. Why is it no good? Must be because there's something on top of it. Or, that's the shaila. Is it no good because there's something on top of it? After it? Or is it no good because there's something next to it of this thing going higher than it? Does the machlokes mishavur chaznish? Pashtus. And mishavur says like this. This case over here, can you see that? No good. Now why is it no good? There's nothing on top of it. Do you know why it's no good? Because, look, it's not on the top. The top's over there. This is over there. It's on top. It's on top of what it's on top of. I'm sorry, it's not on top. Unless the Mishabur is Mekel, if it's mamish on top over there and it reaches the same height afterwards. See there, it didn't reach the same height. The loch was 6 inches and that's only 2 inches. But if the loch is 2 inches and the wood is 2 inches and it reaches the same height, is also good. Chaznish says, I don't see enough gemina. If this is possible, this is possible. What's the difference? And the Chaznish is choylek, and he says, no, there's no problem. There's only a problem when there's something on top of it, on top of your wood. Then you say it's not al gabov. But in this case, is nothing on top of it, it's kosher. Look at the Mishabur. It's stuck in. And the Kone is on top of them. See, he doesn't bring this case. This case is a chanogo, that's a gosa shri. But this case, where there's nothing on top of it, you put it in and you put it in the loch. That's how he learns Pshat. Aval meina konim oitfin lemala shechoka kwa kama atlem si san lichin lachav betoicha shemuna betoiv v'lo yishtal shalemata shapidomi. That's good. Demikru ze al gabri. V'cheinim noyetz mesame b'roi shakona. If you put a nail in the top of a corner, the koisha boya chevel shapadomi, because then hamunach lemala neged akona. You don't have to reckon with an external thing, which is the nail. You reckon with the wood itself, and the wood is on top of the corner, even according to the mishabua. Vim koach achutz from lower, sorry, vakona min atzad, atshebekichos elea roisha konim, gam ken kosha. If you started lower and then it came on top, it's also kosher, because the mass at the end it's on top. A stamp. If you can be soymich on the telegraph, I'm a Jewish man, a mother of Jewish, a meshim, a Jewish camera, a Jewish, a beshleim, a chelik aleph, simon, mem aleph. Loimahani, so that's all. Why, what was the shaila? The shaila of the telegraph pole was obviously if it wasn't on top, there was a problem. Someone went like this, and the string went over there, and the stick was here, so it wasn't good. That's obviously. But they had another shaila whether the telegraph pole was not made for Tzusa Pesach. That's the Gvei Musam Gasset. And Andrew goes, no, it doesn't matter. Chaznish goes, no. If anybody, even not the owner of it, comes along and says, ah, I'd use that for Tzusa Pesach on Shabbos, that's okay. So you have the Chaznish. We're going to leave the rest. Loi mahani. Vim hemet kona acha tachas eze mokim shoyim and atzad kosher mekonki ashlishu kona pos minagoyim. Now the Mishwis says something else. So if you made taka a stick, and on the stick you did it in atzad, so there's a push to Eitzes. You got here, you got this over here, and it comes out on the side. Push. What you do, put another stick underneath it. See, that's just a holder. This is alright, because this is Malachi, so it's okay. However, Mishabuya brings, there's a din that people will make a mistake. And people will say it's from there. So what do you have to do? You should take it off. So where are you going to lean on? What's that? Mishabuya, you should take it off. Akocha, Mishabuya means you should tie it to somewhere which isn't a stick. I mean, if it's on a house, that's all right. Because nobody's going to think that the house is a stick. So that's the shaila when you put it on a lamppost. And the lamppost goes up like that, straight. And you tie it round, and then you go across. It's no good. I mean, that's sad. So what do? You put the wood on the side. But there's a din that you should move it because people will make a mistake to think. So that's already a Heintiger thing that people won't make a mistake because people know that's not a wood of a Tzusa Pesach, that's a lamppost. It's like putting on the. Mishabuya says, if you have it like this and it's been outside, and you put something on the side, take it off. He doesn't mean take it off, he doesn't put it on the bottom's only 10 tefachim. He means take it off and do what? So I said, he must mean put it on a house. Because on the house, nobody will think it's. The whole reason is people make a mistake and think that is the Tzusa Pesach. Because it looks like a wood. The minute it looks like something else, it's okay. So if you put it on a house, it's okay. So who adin yesh loimer? If you put it on a lamppost, it's okay. Because people know the lamppost is a lamppost. That's all it's for, is to hold it. It's not the Tzusa Pesach. Tzusa Pesach is underneath. That's. So if you want to take another minute, so there's another few dinim from Chaznish and Negehe. Chaznish Lashitosoi. That holds that it shouldn't be something on top of it, says, if you have a stick that goes like this, see? So then you can put something across, because you don't have to reckon that that's higher. That bottom is okay.
Or lechi.
You put a lechi, that's the same as putting a lechi on the side. The Chaznish's Kiddush says, even if it's one piece. Mishabura, choyra, Adam Achleuk says, whether it's right. Choyra, the Mishabura, it's no good. Because my nafkamina, that, where the same piece is going higher, or this, where the same piece is going higher. I don't know if he wants to be masking to me, I can't say, but is nishkit. Then the Chaznish says, one's a bit slanting, like that. They say, zikha no good. That one's zikha no good. Because that's not on top of anything. It has to be on top of something. So the Chaznish, if you cut something out like that, maybe it is good. Because it's on top of that. Imagine if you put something on the top there which is flat, so it's on top there which is flat. So the Chaznish, and what happens like that, which is a lamppost, Chaznish says it's kosher v'tzorich im. So that's right. Personally, I don't like using this. Firstly, the Chaznish says tzorich im. And secondly, the chayra, like the mishabura, is still no good. Because like the mishabura, if it's one piece, anything, even if it's sticking out, hey, you got a shayla of Chaznish that might not be called sticking out because it's slanting. But even this might be not good like the mishabura, because if it's one piece, you have a problem that The Mishabura learned the pshat is that there's a problem not because there's something on top of it. The problem is because there's something, it's not on the top of this piece. This piece finishes there, it's no good. I tell me it's only because it's two sides. Mechadesa, the way the Chazanish brings the Mishabura, it's much for this is possible. Look at the Mishabura. Okay. Thank you.